1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We hope to see you out June 10th for a big event. Joining us on the phone line is Tim Shute with iFarm Perth County. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Jamie.
Tim, it's good to check in. We got a great fun event coming up June 10th. What's happening?
We do. It is it's in conjunction with an event that we call iFarm. And iFarm is an event that the Perth County Commodity Groups put together for grade 3 students from all across all the elementary schools in Perth County to come for half a day and learn about how food is produced from our different commodity groups. And so we have around 700 school children that are going to be coming next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And a couple of years ago, we got the idea that when we have all this set up, let's invite the public and have an open house. So on next Tuesday, June the 10th, we are going to open up our iFarm event in the evening to the general public to come and visit with agricultural producers and give us a chance to visit with them.
That sounds good.
The attraction to the whole thing is food.
Yeah.
we're putting on a barbecue. We're going to be serving beef on a bun and we're going to have some chicken fingers. And the pork producers are going to put together some back bacon with cheese and sort of like a breakfast sandwich. So, there's no charge for the barbecue. There is going to be a donation box there for cash donations, and any cash donations will be going to support Perth County Food Banks.
It's just a great idea. It's a free community barbecue for Tuesday, June 10th. It gets underway at about 5 o'clock, is that right?
5 o'clock till 7:30 is when we will be open to the public and serving food. And, of course, we are all of our commodity groups will be there set up with their stations where people can wander around from station to station to visit with producers. And so I'm just going to list off. So the dairy producers, beef producers, pork producers, grain farmers of Perth County, chicken farmers, and egg producers. So six commodity groups will have stations there. And we will have live animals so the kids can get up close and see some dairy cows, some beef animals, and the pork mobile, the pig mobile, will be there with a mother pig, a sow, and some of her piglets. So kids and of course adults can get up close to live animals and ask questions and learn just how those animals carry out their life.
Oh, what a great opportunity and a great get-together. And Tim, as your spotlight, it's wonderful to have all of these groups coming together for something like this.
It is. It is. And like I said, we work really hard to try to communicate to our consumers what we're all about and how our food is produced in a safe and environmentally friendly fashion. And it's great for us to be able to communicate with them and answer any questions and get a feel for what they're looking for in their food supply.
You bet. It's free community barbecue for Tuesday, June 10th at 5 p.m. Stratford Rotary Complex with iFarm Perth County. We'll share the poster details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. And Tim, as you talked about off the top there, where the students arrive for sort of a 3 days kind of thing, how rewarding is that? What a great opportunity for young people.
It sure is. It's a great feeling as agriculture producers to communicate with them, see their eyes light up when they get to come right up and see a dairy cow in person and learn just what they eat, how much milk they produce, and they don't have an opportunity to do that on a daily basis. So we take great pride in being able to do that. And so there are other displays. They have a chance to practice some butter making. There's a Gailey Foods Heritage Museum display where they can learn how things were done on farms years ago. And so, yes, we think it's very important for young people to have an opportunity to see how their food is produced.
You bet. Couldn't agree more. Tim Shute with iFarm Perth County. That's part of all the fun. And again, there is the free community barbecue for Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock at Stratford Rotary Complex. Tim, did we cover everything? We'll just see you out.
I'm going to add one more thing.
Sure.
Of course, it's food. our 4-H members are going to be there again this year with ice cream. So, yes, 4-H members will be set up selling ice cream to raise some money to go towards their activities to support their projects.
Well,
so I think that pretty well covers everything.
Yeah, and I'm glad we didn't leave out the ice cream. There you go. There you go. Again, also cash donations, as we've mentioned, will be accepted for Perth County Food Banks. We'll see you out for that. Tim Shute with iFarm Perth County. Thanks so much for this, Tim, and continued success with this.
Yes, well, thank you very much for helping us to promote it.
Tim, that's wonderful.